shopping for the class, but not totally at your pleasure. Yale has a unique style in her educational system, which is known as the shopping period. It is Yale's course selection period during the first 2 weeks of classes, which allows you to participate in courses that interest you without enrolling in them right away. By way of such shopping period, you get to know the essence of a subject whose course title sounds attractive. You get to find where your lifelong research interest lies. After you arrive on campus, you choose courses to visit during the course selection period. What's more, in the first 5 minutes of the class, whenever you feel the lecture is too boring for you to follow, you can leave the classroom at will. Then, from those you visit, you will enroll in 4 or 5 a semester. Please be aware that classes conducted during the first 2 weeks of the term are regular, full-fledged classes with readings and homework. Be prepared to keep up with assignments and participate fully in each class that you may wish to visit. However, in order to ensure that study is neither too narrowly focused nor too diffuse, Yale College requires that study be characterized, particularly in the earlier years, by a reasonable diversity of subject matter and approach, and in the later years, by concentration in one of the major programs or departments. Students are required to take no fewer than 2 course credits in the humanities and arts, 2 course credits in the sciences, and 2 course credits in the social sciences. In addition to completing course in these disciplinary areas, students must fulfill skills requirements by taking 2 course credits in quantitative reasoning, 2 course credits in writing, and courses to further their foreign language proficiency. Depending on their level of accomplishment in foreign languages at matriculation, students may fulfill this last requirement with 1, 2, or 3 courses by a combination of coursework and approved study abroad. These foundational skills hold the key to many things students will want to know and do in later study and later life. The distributional requirements are the only specific rules limiting the selection of courses outside a student's major program. Besides the distributional requirements, you are free to pursue your own interests. There is no restriction in your choice of subjects other than your major. Such a flexibility in class shopping. It is said that there are about 2,000 subjects which cover nearly all fields of inquiry available for the students to choose. With so many options, sometimes it is really difficult for you to make a decision as to which to follow, because most courses are so fascinating that you do not want to miss any of them. Shopping for the class is a pleasant academic travel, though it is not totally at your pleasure.